With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's plan to dispatch National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon, is being temporarily blocked by a federal judge. Mr. Trump argues the troops are needed to restore law and order in what he describes as a war-ravaged city. Senators preparing for another vote on a GOP funding bill to end the government shutdown. President Trump urges Democrats to do the right thing and approve the stopgap spending bill.
Well, I call them Democrat layoffs. They're Democrat layoffs. They're causing it. We're ready to go back. You know, we have a record-setting economy. We have a record-setting country. Prices are way down. We're doing better than the country's ever done. And the Democrats hate seeing that. It's up to them. Anybody laid off, that's because of the Democrats.
Today is day six of the government shutdown. The Trump-Gaza peace plan is the subject of today's indirect talks between Israeli and Hamas negotiators in Egypt. The BBC's Hugo Bacega with an update from Jerusalem.
This is the most advanced effort yet to end the two-year war in Gaza. President Trump is ramping up the pressure for a deal to be reached, including on the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The discussions are expected to focus on freeing the remaining hostages, both living and dead, in return for the release of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails and a withdrawal of Israeli troops from parts of Gaza. There is huge momentum for progress, but key obstacles remain. They include Israel's demand for Hamas to disarm and for its members to exile, and a guarantee wanted by the group that the war won't resume after the hostages are freed.
Tomorrow marks 2 years since the savage Hamas terror attack that ignited the war. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up about 97 points, the Nasdaq trading 206 points higher. This is SRN News. Christians in communist countries continue facing harassment and persecution.
While Americans enjoy religious freedom, Christians in Vietnam, Cuba, China, and Laos are harassed and oppressed for their faith and witness. Voice of the Martyrs reports that a couple in Vietnam was denied federal medical funding for their daughter because they refused to change Ruth's Christian name and renounce their faith. Meanwhile, pastors in Cuba and China are arrested on false charges to hinder their ministry. George Williams reporting.
The U.S. Supreme Court has taken up a series of cases to be decided during its new term, which begins today. And many of them feature a religious or moral component. Justices will be hearing arguments about transgender rights, gay conversion therapy, crisis pregnancy centers, religious rights, and capital punishment. The new term also marks 20 years on the bench for Chief Justice John Roberts. This is SRN News. A stretch of a waterfront trail in the Florida Gulf Coast community of Clearwater is being renamed in honor of a wrestling icon.
Clearwater was the home of Hulk Hogan, who died in July following a heart attack. Florida residents and visitors will be able to memorialize the Hulkster by soaking up the sun and getting some reps at a workout station along the causeway that connects Clearwater to Clearwater Beach. And a red and yellow sign has been erected along the trail to honor the wrestler. Jason Walker reporting.
A couple of large regional banks are looking to join forces. Fifth Third Bancorp is buying Comerica for $10.9 billion, an all-stock deal that will create the ninth largest U.S. bank. The combined company will have operations in the Southeast, Texas, and California, and solidify Fifth Third's position in the Midwest. More details, SRNNews.com.